Well, if you're traveling at all around Saskatchewan, if it's a morning, I sure hope you'll text me at 1-877-300-7275. Include your first and last name and tell me about a hidden gem that you, your family, perhaps loves to stop at. Maybe it's a fun toy store like the one in Maple Creek that I'm always talking about on our way to Cypress Hills. Maybe it's like Garth says, the Grotto, the Mexican restaurant in Vibeck. A few months back, we went there. That was a great experience, Garth. Thanks. I'll put you in the draw. Yeah, anyone who texts a hidden gem in Saskatchewan, 1-877-300-7275, you'll go in the draw here, too. And I've had plenty of comments, too, on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page as well. In fact, from Dunnet Regional Park, I want to thank Dunnet Regional Park for reminding me. 50 minutes from Moose Jaw, Regina. Go for the day or stay for the weekend. I have never been to Dunnet Regional Park. It's a hidden gem. A lot of people have told me about. Never been. Got to try that one. Patricia McKibben said, Claybank Brick Plant. It's a National Historic Site. The lunch desserts are delicious. The site is a must-see. Awesome. Keeping the history alive. Patricia, that's a good one. Thank you. I'll put you guys in the draw if you text 1-877-300-7275. Yeah, I've been saying Cowtown Kids and Candy, Maple Creek. This one's a classic. An explosion of toys, retro candy, and old school fun. It's basically like a time machine disguised as a general store in the Maple Creek down there. And it's such a cool vibe. It's so cool. And it's a must stop on our way to Cypress Hills. And then that is where I catch up with the Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson. Belton taking advantage of this bye week last week. He got out of town, took his family to the same experience. And Belton, how's the trip going?
I'm going to tell you, this is some beautiful country, man. Wow.
You've never been before?
Never been. My wife, my wife, she's born, raised in Saskatchewan. She's never been here. I think we kind of lucked up on a spot or something. One of her friends had a reservation. They weren't able to use it. My wife's like, no, we'll take it.
Well, I'm glad you did, but I'm a little disappointed. Here you are, this big brute of a man who can do feats of strength I've never seen before. And then I see you're in a hotel, like one of the cabins. You're not even tenting. That's not camping.
It's called glamping. I'll take it to another level.
Do you have your smoker with you?
Oh, I wish I had brought it. That's the one thing they don't have here is like a patio grill or anything. But guess what? They do have the fire pits and everything. So we're going to take it old school grill style.
That's my man. You know, this morning we're talking about the ultimate prairie passport, filling a passport full of ideas. Everyone goes on summer vacation and we all have discovered some quirky little stop or maybe a restaurant, a donut shop or a store where it's just become now a tradition in my household, for instance. When we go to Cypress every summer, we're going in a couple of weekends, you stop in Maple Creek on the way to the toy store. You found it. Cowtown Kids and Candy. It's where my kids love to go. What did you think your first time?
When I first walked in there, Greg, it just took me back in time, to be honest with you. Even with the street layout there, where the toy store is in Maple Creek, walk in and I wasn't expecting what I saw at all. Just so many toys. The kids went crazy from the time they walked through the door. And then they had an area way in the back, everything over to the right. And they had an upstairs.
That upstairs, have you ever seen that many puzzles in your life? I've never.
Never in my life. And even my wife, I'm like, holy cow, they have everything, man. Like, just, you think about your childhood growing up, I'm sure there are probably some games that back then that they have in there right now.
Very nostalgic. And did you come out with a ton of candy and they've got like bottled drink from your past? The kids love the candy part in my household.
And you know what? We came out, I think my wife came out of about $60, maybe $70.
Love it.
And I'll tell you, the Coke bottles and stuff. My kids had never seen Coke in a bottle. I'm like, are y'all kidding me?
Love it. That's so cool that you're having an experience like that. And Belton, you've gotten around. You may not have camped elsewhere at Saskatchewan, but you've been elsewhere at Saskatchewan. Do you have any other quirky spots or hidden gems that you'd like to pass along?
I've been down to Ogemaw before. I'm going to tell you, that area there too, right? They have the train rides. I'm a foodie. I like to eat, Greg.
No, I didn't know that.
So they have a barbecue spot down there and a pizza spot that's absolutely amazing. Highly recommend it, man.
Yeah, the Ogama Train and all the eats around there. You're right. I've not done that for a few years. Okay, we're adding that into the Ultimate Prairie Passport, courtesy of Belt & Johnson. You're on holidays. I should leave you alone and hang up now, shouldn't I?
Hey, Greg, I got breakfast going right now on the stovetop, to be honest with you.
Belt & Johnson, nice to hear you back. Hey, we got football returning. We'll catch up with you later in the week and talk about the Ticats and the Riders.
Sounds good, Greg. Have a good one.
I am trying to assemble a prairie passport of hidden gems, and apparently if you're running on empty and you're in the Whitewood area, the Whitewood Petrocan has awesome poutine. Scott just texted that in. Thank you, buddy. I'll put you in the draw. 1-877-300-7275. Everyone who has a hidden gem and shares it with your first and last name gets in the draw to win. Shake the Leg tickets. I got the Friday night tickets for you, a pair. If you want to enter, 1-877-300-7275. And I'll make the draw after the 8 o'clock news. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Hidden gem you discovered, what, last year was it you went?
We went, I think it was last year. It could have been 2 years ago. But we had gone maybe about 5 years ago as well, or 4 years, kind of coming out of COVID. But Manitou Beach, and it's just a little off the beaten trail. It's not like it's a complete...
Now, were you
place.
There in the summer? Can you float? You can float there, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so we've been there only in the summertime, and they have the spa there, which is nice. It's a little beach community, and it feels like it. I mean, we had fish and chips right on the water. Yes, you can float. And it's kind of like, like they say, it's kind of like the Dead Sea, where it's like rich in minerals and things like that. So it's a little, you can just...
Cool.
Float out there, and it's
they
a lot of fun.
They had an awesome drive-in nearby in Manitou, I think, too.
Yes, and we've been there a couple of times.
There's that's a few of those.
That's the place that I saw Grease for the first time. I'd never seen Grease, and they were showing it, so we watched
All
it.
All right, there's another hidden gem, but no, Kevin, you can't win Shake the Leg tickets. you are disqualified. Okay, looking at the headlines this morning, this happened, I think, last week to a gentleman out of Swift Current. He's in Texas.
Yeah, he's working
on a golf course there.
Yeah, he's working in Texas, so he goes to play golf. That's what you do when you're in Texas, when you're off, right? You go play golf, and then, Greg, he gets bitten on the ankle by a rattlesnake. And it's obviously bad. We know this here that if you don't know much about rattlesnakes, you know two things. They shake, and when they bite, it's serious. And so it was serious enough for him that he went to hospital. He's in hospital. He's been in hospital ever since. It looks like most of his organs are going to be okay, but the family is now worried about any kind of long-lasting impacts on his brain. So it's still certainly a serious incident. And perhaps the one of the biggest challenges for the family is they say he did not have insurance while he was down there.
Yeah.
And now he's in hospital in the U.S. We all know what that means. So they have a GoFundMe that is now set up. And I think at last check, it's raised about more than $24,000.
Yeah. And, your first instinct when you hear the story is, can't believe it. He got bit by a rattlesnake in Texas playing golf. But it does happen. And secondly, to have no insurance when you go stateside. It's too often a problem, I think. And maybe you just, it's not always top of mind. Oh, maybe it's a last-minute trip you go take off. But I remember those young ladies from, I think, PA or Saskatoon a few months back,
right? Yeah,
they were in Las Vegas celebrating the end of their education, being finished, and got hit by a car. Their bills mounted up, too. They had no insurance. It's one of those things you just got to be top of mind when you're going stateside like that. So, but that's tragic. And that GoFundMe page, I'm glad to see they're raising some money because sounds like he's got a long haul. One other quick headline. Not really a headline. I wanted to ask you because all weekend long on my social media feeds and I heard others talking about wanting to see this movie Weapons. It's number one at the box office. You say for good reason.
I went and saw it. I loved it. We loved it.
Without giving any spoilers away, how would you describe it?
This is by, he's kind of new in the directing, writing and directing sense, but a guy by the name of Zach Cregger. And if you saw the movie Barbarian, and I think a lot of people are going into his movies not wanting to know what they're about. You just kind of, you hear the title and you're like, you know what? We'll just see how it is. It worked well for Barbarian. I think I saw maybe a little bit of a trailer for this new weapons movie. And then we went in pretty cold and loved it again because it's just a little bit different than what you are seeing.
Lots of cliffhangers
right now,
throughout the movie, I hear,
and
too.
Just the way he builds tension, and sometimes what you don't see is just as terrifying as what you do see, so.
Of course. All right. So you give it a thumbs up.
I liked it a lot, yeah.
You're going to give up the newsroom and start being a movie critic for me, maybe there. Kevin Martell, thank you, sir. CJME News Time Now, 6:58. Maybe you have been on the holidays. You're about to embark on holidays. I hope it's a good one for you. And I know over the weekend, it was a little hit-miss, right? We had some good weather, a little rain here and there, and it was more rain than you probably would have liked if you were off last week. But this week, after we get through today, it looks like it's really going to turn around and get sunny and hot for the rest of the work week here. Like I said, midweek, we're into the 30-degree range again. But when you're on holidays, if you've driven it all around Saskatchewan and come across a hidden gem of a stop, I need to hear from you. 1-877-300-7275. Shoot me a text. Include your first and last name because everyone who does this morning, I put it in a hat and we're going to draw a name after 8 o'clock news for a pair of tickets to see the lineup on Friday night at Shake the Lake, which is coming up in a couple of weekends from now. You'd see Helix, Default, just to name a couple there. 1-877-300-7275. Calvin said, I got to recommend the Kilted Kitchen in East End. Amazing food. Terry Olson said her hidden gem is Wadena Bakery. Best Boston cream pie ever. I also been told Maple Leaf Bakery in Moose Jaw has got some great product there, and that's Rainier's favorite stop. So what do you got? 1-877-300-7275. You've heard me many times say, when we go to Cypress, we got to stop at Maple Creek. Go to the toy store, Cowtown Kids and Candy. It's a must stop. Elton Johnson himself on the weekend discovered it for the very first time with his family. Couldn't believe what he saw. The last time I was there, I walked around the store with its owner, Bob Siemens. And Bob took me on a tour of this ginormous toy store just to give you a little of what it's like. We started with why he thinks it's been so successful the last 10 years.
Well, first off, it takes a crazy person with a wild idea. You know, it's been about bringing tons of products and with a unique experience and combining that with old buildings. We operate out of 4 buildings. And Maple Creek, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of people that come to the Cypress Hills every year.
You just described me because we come through every time we come to Cypress Hills and every time we buy a puzzle. Are you the largest place on the Western Prairies to get puzzles?
Yes, we are.
And how many puzzles do you got up there?
Well, right now we have around 12,000 on display today.
And they start from like just kids' puzzles all the way up to
60,000 pieces. So
there is a puzzle up there of 60,000 pieces.
Yes, that's right. If you wanted to assemble it, it would be 29 feet long and 8 feet high.
Has anyone ever purchased it yet?
No, it's still on my wish list to sell one. The biggest one I've ever sold is a 42,000, so this is the one step higher.
May I ask what the 60,000 piece is worth?
It's $1,500, but a lot of entertainment.
What is it about puzzles? Why are they still so popular?
Well, especially during COVID, people were reminded about how relaxing and a family time and just a way to kind of escape from everything. And you know, they've always been steady, but it took something like the COVID lockdowns to really get people to pause and remember how much they like them. And ever since then, we've really seen an uptick of people going, you know what, I enjoy this. It's such a nice break. Also, there's so many good qualities of even for children, like with hand-eye coordination and just the visual aspects of it to really just help them learn and concentrate.
It's fun how we come every year, we buy a couple of puzzles, we don't do them till the fall.
Absolutely. So there's a mixture of like people that just are looking for something to do on a rainy day when they're camping, but absolutely tons of people are buying it for Christmas. They know that there's lots of choices. They're excited to see, you know, what kind of challenge they're going to have this year, whether it's how many pieces or the type of puzzle it is.
Why is it getting bigger? What are you doing here in Maple Creek?
Well, you know, I have this vision of this crazy toy store that people would come to and that would be iconic in people's minds, that they would want to come back to and say, like, when I was a kid, I came here, or you should stop here. And so that's kind of spurred it on. We added the candy and ice cream shop. We opened, it built on the back of the original building to add more space, and then expanded again this year. So, and where we'll go from here, who knows, but it's fun to add to the mystery of it all, because it's a little different than walking into just one big box. You get to,
it's not a commercial toy store.
No.
Like, it's not like a big box toy store.
No.
Is it probably one of the larger, more unique toy stores in Canada, do you think?
So as far as size, I'm not aware of anybody that has a bigger footprint. And we're a little bit different than a lot of other toy stores, because we have such a diverse collection of products. We focus on everything that's like kid friendly, you know, things that are also just going to jog people's memory, like tin signs and glass cokes and things like that. So we want to capture this full experience for anybody, whether there's kids in their lives or not.
This summer, you're coming to Cypress Hills or driving the number one, you got to come to Maple Creek.
Come to Maple Creek and visit Saskatchewan's largest independent toy store.
Thanks so much for taking the time to take us on a tour of your store. I love it here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, certainly you've been on the highway and pulled over at a certain stop and said, wow, let's check this out. It might have been just a scenic moment. It might be a bakery. It might be a store. And now it's a hidden gem that you want, well, not necessarily to share because it's hidden, but, you know, for our purposes, share it anyhow. 1-877-300-7275. Chris said, Michael's Coffee Shop and Bakery in Carlisle. Best cinema buns, best pizza. A lot of bakeries are showing up in what you recommend here. Thank you for those. Evan Bray, back from holidays.
Locating some hidden gems in this province.
Well, I can't wait. add them, please, to my prairie passport of things to do.
I will always be an advocate for the Catepwa Golf Course. I golfed it the other day, miserably, I might add. Donate a lot of balls to the bush. But, boy, that's such a nice golf course. It's a little nine-hole course. They've got a family nine as well, but the main course, absolutely beautiful.
Golfing. What's the one out here west of the city in the little valley?
Sherwood Forest.
Yeah. I haven't been to that one in a number of years. And I used to go that because it was a quick nine.
We did, and I golfed Green Acres quite a bit, which is just on the other side towards Belgoni. It's a nice little nine-hole course too. So
you had one more though.
Well, have you heard of Rawhides?
No.
It's a saloon in Steenon, Saskatchewan, and now Steenon.
Is that near Melford?
No, it's over kind of, I'll say Yorkton. It's in that proximity. But Rawhides is one that I was hearing nonstop about. So we actually stopped there for a meal one time. Oh, it's good. And it's such a small little community. You would not expect they would have a caliber saloon like this. It is a saloon. It's like stepping back in
right
time.
Out of the Western
food
movies.
Is outstanding.
Okay, well, guess who's getting a free meal next time they go, I guess.
Rides.
All right, that's your endorsement right there. Huh? You had a good week off?
Yeah, it was a really good week, Greg. Just kind of relaxed. Rained off and on. In fact, at the farm, which, by the way, harvest is not that far away.
It's getting close.
I don't know if you've been looking
at
the crops, but they've turned. But, I think we got 2.5 inches out in the Abernethy area over the last week or so. So there's been quite a bit of rain.
You mentioned some of the farms. Some of my farming community friends suggest probably about another week, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think September long weekend, you will see harvest in full swing in lots of parts of the province for sure.
Okay, well, you're back with a fresh show today.
Fresh.
And you're actually wanting to talk about helicopter parents. Do you know of a helicopter parent?
Well, Greg, I didn't want to bring this up on the air, but no. It's interesting because obviously we talk about education a lot. And so this teacher named Jane Morris, she actually teaches in the States, but she used to be a comedian. Then she became a teacher. Now she's doing some author. She writes books, does a blog. Anyway, her book is called Teacher Misery, helicopter parents, special snowflakes, and other bullsh. I won't finish the word, but anyway, I think it's going to be an interesting talk to have her on
That'll
the show.
That'll be fun. And of course, it's Monday, so you got the Roundtable of Justice.
Roundtable of Justice. What are you going to examine? The drug issue continues, of course, in the province. And so we've got actually the biggest roundtable we've put together. We have four people on. We have a paramedic, we have a frontline firefighter, we have a deputy fire chief, and we have an ER nurse on the program today to talk about it from every different angle. The province is hinting that they're looking at going to mandatory drug treatment. We'll get the professionals' thoughts on whether that's the right way to go.
I don't know if you watched any of the CFL on the weekend, but that was one amazing weekend of football action.
All four games. That Stamps
what a finish.
Bombers game. What a finish is right.
No, they all were. It was an incredibly good weekend in the CFL, and now we get this biggie, right? With the Ticats coming to town, and that's going to be part of your show today.
Yeah,
too?
I got Daryl Davis popping in just at lunchtime today, actually, to talk a little bit about the CFL. Did you see his article on Luke Wilson? Did you catch that?
Well, he's the guy from TSN that has everyone either loving or hating.
He said, Daryl Davis in his article said, I was hesitant to write this for two reasons. One, I thought maybe that the hubbub would subside eventually. And number two, I didn't want to become a numpty on his list because that's what Luke Wilson, Anyway, so we'll talk with Daryl Davis.
Interestingly enough, I just saw Luke tweet this morning that he is done talking about the CFL for now. And he coyly said goodbye for now.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what that means, but.
Interesting.
Okay. Evan Bray is back. And once again, we invite you to tune in at 8:30.
Thanks, Greg.
Don't miss this one.